meeting to order. Let the minutes reflect that Judy Coon is not present with us today. She is excused. Roll call. Mr. Malone.
Here.
Mr. Atman.
Aye.
Mr. Robertson.
Yes.
McRae.
Here.
Mr. Asadorian.
What?
I don't see anyone for public input. If you've had an opportunity to view the minutes from the June meeting.
I did, and I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Okay, I have a motion. A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Purchase approvals. We'll return to that item. They are being circulated. But we do have... I don't have a resolution. The first item is a resolution to award the contract for professional service.
That's been delayed until next month.
Okay, it's tabled until next month?
Yes. We just had that
Do we need to table it or not? It's already been done.
It was going to be tabled until next month.
They just tabled that buildings.
So we don't
have it. I don't think it ever came up, did it?
I mean, no, I don't have it.
Well, just come out of her mouth.
Okay, we do have a resolution from the sheriff's office. The first one is to purchase maintenance renewal for the Starcom 21 for the sheriff's office. Do you have any input on that, Decker?
No, this is part of our annual maintenance contract for the system. For all of our radios, which also include animal control, the coroner's office, emergency management, some other departments. So it's a cost per radio breakdown on use.
So is this one that includes the other police departments throughout the county?
We don't include any other police departments in the county.
How much is the...
Okay, it's for $70,572.
You guys have one in every... dispatching center now, though. It's Starcom and every dispatching center.
Yeah, but that's not included in this part. That's, that was provided by a grant through ILEAS that provides those radios to the dispatch centers throughout the county. So they have the capability to communicate on the system.
It's a one-year maintenance agreement.
And this is normally a budgeted item for us.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Mr. Malone.
Aye.
Mr. Evans.
Aye.
Mr. Robertson.
Yes.
Mr. McRae.
Yes.
And Mr. Astor.
Aye.
So moved. We also have a request to purchase tasers, holsters, batteries, and cartridges for the Madison County Sheriff's Office. And that amount is $12,312.15. It's 9 tasers, 20 battery packs, and 40 cartridges.
This would be paid through the court security fund and court security budget, sole source through Taser International because of their proprietary technology and device. This would provide tasers to all of our deputies who are assigned in the court security division. Right now, that's not every deputy is assigned a taser. This would give them the ability to always have that less than lethal option.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Mr. Malone.
Aye.
Mr. Abbott.
Aye.
Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
Mr. McRae.
Yes.
And Mr. Asbury.
Aye.
So moved. The next item is a request from the Sheriff's Office to purchase equipment for the two new vehicles in the amount of $29,353.
Motion to approve.
What kind of equipment is it? What is the equipment? Is it
squad cars?
For the squad cars,
yes.
For the two new cars that they purchased.
Yes, for the two new cars. This is a revised purchase request. The original was for $24,605, which included our 10 replacement vehicles that.
Before you?
Or 10.
10 originally under capital outlay. These are for two additional that were purchased under the court security budget.
Okay.
So that amount is $4,748 because it is the same vendor within a reasonable proximity of time. The owner's office and purchasing.
Thank you.
Purchase agreement for
For all of what?
Yeah, include that total.
Okay.
So,
I'm sorry, I'm second.
Mr. Milan.
Aye.
Mr. Adler.
Aye.
Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
Mr. McRae.
Yes.
And Mr. Asadori.
Aye.
So moved. Now, on our public safety purchase order recommendation, you've had a chance to view those.
Make a motion, question. We approve.
The motion, second. Mr. Milan.
Aye.
Mr. Adler.
Aye.
Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
Mr. McRae.
Yes.
And Mr. Asadori.
Aye.
So moved. Is there anything else at this time from the Sheriff's Office? Animal Control, I don't see anyone here. Mr. Coroner.
Madam Chairman, I have nothing at this time.
Okay. Are there any questions from the committee for Mr. Nye? Anything? Okay, thank you for your attendance.
Thank you.
Was there anything additional from the Sheriff's Office other than...
No.
Yeah, that's going to come up under the
yeah.
meeting.
No, okay.
Are there any questions from the committee for the Sheriff's Office? Okay, licensed investigator.
Yes, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. Frank couldn't be here today. He called in ill, but I have several items to cover with you. Mm-hmm. You may have noticed in your staff reports that we did have a violation to the liquor ordinance in the month of June. Steffi's Bar and Grill, if you can give some context where it's located at, it's down in State Park. Near the intersection of Collinsville Road and Fairmont Avenue. Based on some complaints that the Sheriff's Department was receiving due to serving underage minors, they performed what's called an alcohol compliance detail where they sent in a cooperating 18-year-old minor purchase alcohol. Staff there did serve them, and that is indeed a violation to the ordinance. This is Steffi's first violation since they came to open in 2012. Previously, it used to be a VFW at that establishment prior to, but now Steffi's in there as well. This is their first violation to the ordinance, so with that, we do work with people. We sent them a warning letter, which is also in your staff report. My understanding is talking with the staff down there, they have since let go of that bartender, which served that, so hopefully this is a good wake-up call for them not to continue with that practice. Other than that, that's it on the liquor license. Jennifer will follow up with a new application. Moving on to mobile home parks, if you remember last month, mm-hmm. We tabled four of them. I have an update for you in your packet. You should see pictures. Edwards Mobile Home Park and State Route 66 did a very good job of addressing the concerns I had before and after photographs of the damage that they have repaired. Those two staff would recommend approval for them. Another one that was tabled was Stone Meadows. Now, we actually approved them the previous month, but however, they didn't have their license application. So now that license is actually here. That one, too, is ready to be approved. The last one, which is pretty problematic, is Serenity Circle. Staff does think that this one probably should, or at least warrants the need to be denied. A denial is a pretty big statement. That basically means that they wouldn't be able to operate a mobile home park there anymore. So we have met with the state's attorneys. I met with Jeff Ezra, our assistant state's attorney representative. We got two options. We can do a hearing with this body to revoke their license. The other thing which we'd like to entertain the committee is try and do an administrative violation process, which wouldn't involve a hearing withdrawing it. The reason we're kind of steering that way instead of pulling their license altogether is that there's only 3 out of 8 of these homes are in disrepair. That means there's 5 people there that are keeping good maintenance of their homes that would be negatively impacted if these folks lost their license. So we give these folks an opportunity not to be dragged into the mud, if you will, for these other 3 outstanding issues. We're thinking we can take this to our court adjudication first, try and get some satisfaction that way. If we're unable to do that, we can come back before this committee and actually start a revocation process for the license. So that's kind of our strategy, is to try and get compliance without affecting the 5 other units there that are in compliance at this point.
Where's that at?
It's located off East Tanner Rocks Road, very close to Stone Meadows. If you're at the intersection of 157 and Bluff Road and SIUE,
right.
It's literally right there, the driving range on the south end,
Okay.
It's right on the north part of that stretch of East Tanner Rocks. That's probably the smallest park we have compared to the other ones. The other ones are a lot larger. But it has, if you can tell from the pictures, it's kind of neglected for some time. So definitely need some attention.
I think they're on the right track. Not damaging the 5.
Right. And that one doing displays people here. And that would be the end result if we did pull the license or deny it.
So what is the pleasure of the committee concerning the Serenity Circle mobile home park? And the recommendation.
So we've got a great plan.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll report back the following month. If it remains stable, we'll report back and let you know what we're going to come up with.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to displace five people.
Exactly. That was kind of our
thought. I assume these are not inhabited, are they?
They're not. The point. That's why we don't understand what the hesitation is for the owner to address these. So,
cost of moving them out, taking them apart.
Probably. So, I mean, what I plan on doing is basically meeting with this individual one-on-one. I haven't met him yet. I know Frank has been interfacing with him. So he realizes the severity of the situation he's in. Like, this is a big deal. He needs to address this.
Okay.
So we want to approve the other two.
To approve the other two that were brought in. Been moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And we do have one application here for a new license.
Yes. The new license is for a new establishment that will be called Shotzi's. It's going to be at 5526 Maryville Road, which is very near Patty McDee's currently.
No, I don't know. Where?
There's two. They look like storage buildings that are down there on the site, right?
Yeah, across from the.
Their plan is actually to renovate one. They provided me with a site plan. I reviewed it. To renovate this into a restaurant. So they have the zoning. It's zoned B4 wholesale business district. They have the right to do a restaurant. I did have them do a floor plan to make sure it's not a bar, because if it's a pure dedicated bar, this isn't happening, because it's within 250 feet of an existing bar.
Exactly.
But he's going for the restaurant, so he has a bar area, but he has more seating dedicated towards this restaurant. I guess he's doing some type of barbecue type of establishment.
I've eaten at the one up in East Alton. There was one up in East Alton. It looked like a bar, but they served a lot of food and everything. So
which one's that on?
It's on Airline Drive. If you're going down towards East Alton from, would that be?
You know what it is, Tom?
I can't place it. Shotzi's.
It's in the strip mall down there.
It's
not in the county.
It's
a little bar that sits in a strip mall.
Down Wilshire?
Past Wilshire, if you're going towards the islands,
yeah.
It's past Wilshire on the right hand side. There's a little strip mall there. About four or five stores. It was in there. Good food. But it's going to be a restaurant more so than a bar.
Correct. And they're targeting carry out.
I'll still get phone calls on it.
Yeah. We'll make sure. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done as far as permitting goes. You know, making sure plumbing will work closely with the health department, make sure they get all the proper inspections and all that for renovating that building.
You heard the request for this application. What's the pleasure of the committee?
Make a motion to approve.
Yes. A motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
So
moved.
Can you vote no, Arthur? I'm not voting. We've already got an issue there anyway.
That's a Dorian upstanding.
We have an issue there with the reseller shop. Who's actually scrapping out of his yard.
Yeah,
and, you know, he's violating every rule that's there.
And
talking to him doesn't do any good. So I'm hearing about that from the neighbors. And now we're over. Okay. Sounds good. We got another business. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Is there anything else from the license investigators? Are there any questions from the committee?
They're doing a good job.
Thank you, Manager. Yes.
Emergency management.
I guess I passed out to you guys the after-action report and improvement plan from our exercise that we held on June 24th. This is a damage assessment exercise that we held in conjunction. I was making sure we didn't have anything.
Some of us are listening.
No, you're fine.
Sorry. I had a problem with your dad.
I never listened to
him.
Didn't write sentences or something.
It was an exercise that we held in conjunction with the Village of Godfrey. They just redid their emergency operations plan, so it was to help them out as well as test that. Overall, the exercise went really well. We were using some new technology. We just purchased some iPads because the GIS department for the county developed software specifically to use for damage assessment, which is really great because that's a software that we didn't have to buy or purchase. GIS, you know, made it for us, so it was a really great asset to use, and it worked really well. We also used MetroWare support to do an aerial survey with some live feed into the Emergency Operations Center. We had several different county offices participate. We had the Sheriff's Office, the Coroner's Office, the IT department. We had a representative from Madison County Transit there, and we had representatives from Safety and Risk as well. But overall, it went really well, and that report just kind of touches on things that went well, things maybe not went so well, and ways we can improve upon it, and then there's some pictures in the back, too.
Of course, that's a major part of trying to get money back from the federal government.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, if that's not done right, then you get nothing.
Are there any additional questions or comments for emergency management?
How's Cleveland going?
Slow.
Slow.
We'll get there. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, 911.
I have nothing, Madam Chairman.
Any questions from the committee? Okay, thank you for your attendance. Up on the new business, we do have a resolution from the Sheriff's Office. It's for an intergovernmental agreement between Madison County and the Triad Community School District number 2 for an additional 3 years.
Yes.
That's for in-district officer.
For the school resource officer.
We'll
be adding an additional position as well. In talks with Triad, right now we have one school resource officer assigned to the high school. They have requested and have had interest in expanding that to also include an officer at the middle school.
Really?
So we are going to be taking advantage of that and adding an additional SRO at the middle school as well as the high school. And I think that's going to be good for the community and everyone involved. So
is there an urgent need for it?
Well, their fiscal year starts generally August 1st. They had planned on hoping to get the agreement in place for August approval for them.
This is the first time at the middle school that you have a resource.
This is the first time we've had a school resource officer at the middle school. And
so they pay this? I'm sorry, go ahead.
They would pay reimbursement for the entire cost of that deputy, consistent with how they pay the cost for the deputy at the high school, meaning the time at school during the course of a full year is reimbursed 100% by the district, including costs all the incidental benefits that go along with that. So,
just a standard contract that we use.
Yeah, this is basically just taking the expiring contract, which was set for an automatic renewal August 1st, adding the verbiage to include two deputies as opposed to one, and also expand that the dates on this from August 1st of 2015 through July 31st of 2018. The terms and conditions of reimbursement are the exact same, and like I said, that was relatively pretty easy to change in terms of that.
School districts, I mean, County Triad, will the Sheriff's Department be serving now? I know we have them.
The Sheriff's Office does not employ SROs through the Edwardsville High School or Edwardsville School District.
Okay.
We currently have contracts for Alton High, which we have two at the Godfrey facility, which is in Godfrey, which is the Sheriff's Office venue.
Right.
The Edwardsville School District, they employ their school resource officers through Edwardsville PD. Triad and Alton are both unique because they are actually in county venue as opposed to a city venue type situation, and this would be consistent with how we and the other area police departments are putting people in schools.
But all we have them both in the high school itself.
Yes.
And they're trying to get one in high school, one in middle school.
Yes.
Well, I think Alton has an officer in the middle school, but it would be an Alton police.
Yes, they do. They have Alton.
Because it's in middle school is at Alton.
Because it's in Alton.
And another advantage is these schools are in close proximity, so now you have a backup that's even closer to incident at either school.
It just bothers me that we need them in the middle school.
Right.
That's the thing that bothers me.
Granite City has the same thing. They have a different way of doing their schools now. They did away with the middle school.
Right.
They still have like a Grigsby and Coolidge.
Just bothers me that we have time there.
You heard the request from the sheriff's office for the intergovernmental agreement with the trade. What's your question?
Motion to approve.
The motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. We also have our report to submit for the mobile home licenses that we approved. So I would like a motion that we do submit it at the next meeting.
Second.
Do we have any other business to come before this committee today? If not, no other business. Entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.